Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And before we move on to the plastic, man, just one more thing, getting back to that last feature, the bad boys. There is no truth to the rumor that President Joe Biden will pardon any of the bad boys of the year for 2024. Just wanted to get that out there. All right, let's bring in the plastic man, Captain Ryan. Ryan, what is the deal, man? Listen, I got some friends. If you need to get hooked up with a guide to get you out, I know some people.
I'll tell you what.
What are you doing waiting back while they leave you, man? What's going on with
that? I'll tell you what. This has been the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to Mexico this week. I'm going to show them. And look, them poor ducks in Mexico are going to pay the price for this.
Well, I hope those guys down there don't leave you. You know, you'd be lonesome back at the homestead there.
Well, I used to be the boss and the king of all this, but apparently I'm not.
You've been dethroned, defrocked.
I tell you what. You know, I had so much boat trouble in the last 2 weeks, and I finally got it all situated except for one yesterday. But I got six or seven blinds out today, so there's just no room for me. Whoever, I got to go to the other lease, I guess.
Well, Mexico may be the answer. Go down to the Hacienda. I hope they don't leave you there. Hey, listen, I want to talk about snook with you because you know something about snook. A fellow I met in the dove field earlier this year over in Alabama, his wife, Nicole, caught one over at Shell Beach and brought it in at Campos. And it's definitely
really?
A snook. I saw the picture of it. And occasionally they show up here, but I know you go to Florida and you love to fish them, don't
you? Yeah. I've only caught one here at Southwest Pass. Mm-hmm. A good one, about 16 pounds, but that's been a long time ago, too. But, yeah, in Florida, I went last year and caught some really big ones.
You fly fish them?
You can, but I didn't. I was I was after the big ones. So you take a one-pound mullet, and you punch his eyes out, and you put him on the hook, and you send him under those docks where he can't see what's about to eat him. And you got to put the drag all the way down and hoist these 45 inches out of there. I mean, monsters. And look, they fight, they jump, they go crazy. But yeah, it freaked me out kind of punching the poor mullet's eyes out so he wouldn't see what's coming.
Well, listen, would you give out your address so the people for the ethical treatment of animals can contact you direct instead of going through me?
They do realize I kill stuff for a living.
Yeah, I do, too. I've been guilty of that. You know, some things just got to die. Well, you know, snook is – I wish they would import some over here, man. That would be a great
addition.
Well,
they can't survive here. The water temperatures won't allow it.
Yeah.
You know, and they like pristine water and good water temperatures. I mean, they're really susceptible to dying. Any kind of cold front will come in and they'll die off.
Yeah, well, we're starting to get higher salinity, so I guess maybe we'll start seeing them a little bit more frequently, but I don't see any mass migration.
No, I think the water temperature, the river is so cold, it really keeps them at bay. You know, that river water, they can't survive in that, and we have so much of it when our river's high, it goes out into our estuaries and, you know, down towards Southwest Pass where they would be, where they just can't maintain that temperature.
Well, give me the wrap up on the first split. It wraps up tomorrow in the coastal or west zone, as they call it. How's it been?
This has just been a terrible week with low water for everybody in South Louisiana. Negative tides and the north winds have pushed it out. My boys look like beat rags. I mean, they are whooped from putting up with the low water. And you know, it's hard on the birds, hard to kill the birds when it's like that. But we had a few blinds limited out, and we killed birds in every blind, but it wasn't great. You know, like canvasbacks, redheads, pintails, you know, and if you could get away, they got some water, you could kill the teal, but just the water just sucked right out on us. But the fishing has been just phenomenal. And it's going to stay that way. The river's going to be 2 foot all the way in January.
Now, so if somebody's coming down there and their dream, their bucket list is to catch one of those big bull reds, where would you suggest they go, and how would they try it?
Well, right now, we got them real close. Sarah and I both fly fished this week. I think we boated 18 in 2 days. You know, that's pretty good on a fly. And they're there. They're in the marsh right now. But, I mean, you could catch them still on the outside on the points on the east side and down toward the mouth of the river. You know, South Pass and all that, that's all full of them. The rigs got them. I mean, they are everywhere.
And what about trout?
I like fishing them. It's real shallow water. The trout are on both sides. The river, it came up and got dirty, so they pushed right out of the river. But they're right there. I mean, they, you know, just pushed them out the river proper. But they're right there on all the reefs. And, I mean, nice trout, too. It's the prettiest trout I've seen in a while. So it's been really good. I mean, I fly fished day before yesterday, and that evening after the duck hunt, the boys went out, and every one of them limited out on trout with no water. I said, "How in the world?" Hmm. I mean, that's how good it is right now. And the water on the west is beautiful right now.
I was going to say, is Sarah vacationing, or is she guiding down there with you right now?
No, she's down here.
But, I mean, is she guiding?
Fishing, or? She's fishing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, guiding. Oh, yeah. She's in Pointe Aux Chenes fishing a girl's kayak tournament today.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, her and Andy are both down there guiding. She got it out of my boat because it was blowing like crazy, and I put a platform to where she didn't have to push pull and all that wind. Yeah. So she fished out of my boat in my platform, but a trolling motor, and they still did real good. In fact, they caught two flounders on the fly as well.
Well, it's a good time to catch them because it's back open now.
That's right. it's really good. The operational meeting for Carnarvon and Davis Pond is Wednesday on Franklin Street, New Orleans. I mean, I urge every freshwater fisherman and duck hunter in the world to go and speak for Davis Pond to get that thing open. You know, especially now that Mid-Barrier doesn't look like it's going to flow. We're going to have to keep that saltwater at bay somewhere. We won't have anything up here.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, the salinity is getting really, really prevalent.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll have to step up some of the other projects, too. Where was that meet and be, by the way, if somebody's interested in going?
It's on Franklin Street at the Corps of Engineers, and that's at 6920 Franklin Avenue.
Okay.
And it's going to be 11 o'clock at the Corps at Boardroom 201. And I'll be there, and a lot of people will be there. We'll talk to see if we can get Davis Pond operational. You get the salt water back because the poor catfish, they can't even run their cans anymore. There's so many barnacles on them, they haven't abandoned them all the way into Zalmas.
Well,
that's not good for bass and sockeye and brim.
Yeah, that Maurepas project's got good news. That's go ahead, Dave.
That's going to really, I think that's going to take and flush that organic material out of those swamps, because that swamp used to be really good for mallards.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
if it does that and brings the food source back into that marsh, that's liable to come back. And it sure be nice to see a bunch of mallards in this area again, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, I'd love to see it. Well, Ryan, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, get a gift certificate for a future trip for Christmas, tell them how to get you.
Yeah. They can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they can call me direct. And I always answer that phone at 504-559-5111. And
very
if they
good.
Want any information on that meeting, they can call me for that as well.
And if they want to take you on a trip when you get left behind, they can do that too.
Yeah, please, somebody call me. I want to go duck hunting.
All right. There he goes, our plastic man. I don't know what that was. Let's get back to
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.